so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown DeQueen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience, and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
We are live. You are live.
You are live.
Oh, man. So, the other day, went to go buy some socks and underwear because I was like, my game's off. I need to buy some stuff, right? And you know how expensive underwear is getting.
All your socks and underwear now have holes. Is that why?
Not holes, but, you know, there's some mismatching going on. I'm having trouble collecting pairs. Gotcha. You know, when I don't have like a bunch of pairs, that's when I get a little, you know.
It gets real.
And I made a huge mistake. I went and bought underwears. Brought them home. Same brand I've been getting, but I didn't realize that I bought the briefs.
Oh, no.
Version.
It's the, like, tidy whities version?
Basically.
Yeah.
So you cannot exchange things at Walmart right now. No clothes. You cannot bring back.
Underwear.
Yeah. So even
it's not as stain resistant as it said it would be.
Yeah. Exactly. No, especially when it's not even been opened.
Yeah.
Not even been opened, and they won't take it back. They won't exchange it for the same exact cost, brand, everything. They just got a longer leg. So I have been wearing briefs for the past couple days.
Feel a little sexier, don't you?
No, it's awful.
A little tighter around the crotchal region?
It's tight around the crotch.
Yeah.
Tight, and it's like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Bunches up in places it shouldn't.
Yeah,
I got a couple for like the special nights at the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Looking sexy.
Yeah.
You like them?
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You put them on just to take them off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
kind
just
of flexing the mirror with them a little bit. You okay. know? They can be flattering, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Not on me. They just, I don't feel right when I'm walking around in briefs. Don't feel myself. I feel like a completely different person, an animal.
It makes you really a little more conscious, too, of your pants just falling down or flying.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, like, the pub, look at him with the Speedos.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrifying. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Getting possibly pantsed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pants him now.
No, don't pants me. I'm not prepared for it.
Yeah. I'd blame Biden.
Yeah?
Yeah, for one, for cutting holes in your underwear, probably.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Biden.
Yeah, and then causing underwear prices to go up. Yeah. And probably crazy. When you weren't looking, he swapped out your regular boxer briefs with the tidy whities.
Man, the easiest explanation is always the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Byron, thank you very much.
I thought I was just going to say another episode of skimflation happening down there.
Yeah, basically it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Less wear for more under or whatever.
For under
like
four.
Like you get less, you know? I can't even imagine the man who prefers briefs over a boxer brief.
What's the argument for that? Because I'm with you. I prefer, at least if it's going to be a tighter, like a boxer brief, it's got to be long-legged one.
Yeah.
It cannot, because when I sit down, I don't want it to become a G-string.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's just this sharp cotton.
Yeah.
That's just cutting into you. Like, you know, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It's horrifying.
It's just horrible. Horrifying, the whole thing.
Exactly.
All the H words you can think
of. Exactly.
And I've been realizing now, we're working at this radio station here. We have to do these live appearances at businesses that pay us to do it.
Yep.
And I'm just realizing more and more how much of an animal I am walking upright. Like, I just cannot interact in a normal, decent way. You know what I mean? Just can't do it.
Yeah.
Talking to people, business owners and stuff. I'm a salesperson. I can
sell
BS
it.
My way through just about anything.
Gotcha.
Doesn't mean I'm sitting there in my natural state, you know?
Understood. because your natural state is a little more, I mean, for us, well, we're used to you, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But the area, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't want to say a higher realm of comedy where people just won't get it. But there is you think on a different plane. We can call it a different plane than others, especially around here.
Yeah. A lower plane.
Yeah, like that one that crashed in the Indonesian ocean there.
Yeah, exactly. You can't find it. Can't find the humor. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe one piece of it will wash up on some, you know, Madagascar beach or something like that. But apart from that, you know, and it's not even that. I'm not even trying to crack jokes. Not even trying. I'm trying to do the thing where you interview people. And, like, literally, I went and did a live remote. He wanted me to interview three people.
Okay.
He gave me all their names, and I word jumbled them. I'm like, and you're
John Jones.
Yeah,
and exactly. It was Jonathan.
Joe Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, I took first names, last names, and just switched them all around. Like, I took them in a hat and just picked out two of them.
That was not what I was thinking of.
Oh.
No. You messing up names?
Yeah.
You don't usually do that, I guess. Maybe it's because he was live on the...
I'm always messing up names.
Well, I guess that's your point. Never mind.
Yeah. I see your best thespian abilities come out at these live remotes because we're all like this. We all kind of dread something before it happens, and then we're fine generally when it does. But you dread those things.
Yeah.
And then when they actually happen, you're like the belle of the ball.
You are.
No.
Yeah.
It's just tough, man. Like when you're like interviewing somebody in some sort of professional manner, that's when I just lose all. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I just really don't want to.
When you're wearing briefs.
Exactly.
Or maybe nothing because you're tired of wearing the briefs.
Oh, man. I don't even know what that would
be like.
You're
interviewing somebody thinking all you're thinking about is how you're not wearing underwear at that moment.
Exactly.
You wouldn't believe how true that is.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And it's been getting...
Okay. I was just saying, when you don't wear underwear, you got to worry if that fart was a little more than...
Yeah, you don't have the extra shield.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's just been odd the past couple days, a weird feeling. And, like, it's been hot, so the briefs are an even worse decision.
Starting to get itchy and damp.
Yeah, damp and itchy and wad. I don't know why that's a word that comes to mind, but a wad happens.
Yeah, that cotton does not hold shape very well.
No.
Especially in that area.
No.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't expect our thighs to be as big as they are. I don't know.
Yeah. I bend over. I got whale tail going.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we got another one today, and this one I think I've been looking forward to the most because it's like back to the, you know, the ones that I like a lot are doing any of the, like the farmers co-op or something like that. No pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Built-in audience, built-in crowd.
Exactly. Yep. It's, you know, it's salt of the earth type people.
Yep.
And I don't want to say I'm insulting anybody, but when it's like a new business or something, then that's when it's... You know, you got business owners, you got people wanting to interview this, interview that. And you got all the kinds of expectations. You show up to a place that's like established and they sell farm equipment and stuff like that. They're like, set up over there, do what you like. So.
One of my favorite things in situations like that is when the sales staff comes by and starts telling you what to do.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I've been doing this a couple years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is a new thing, right?
Yeah, brand spanking.
Yeah, because...
Never had it before.
Yeah, because all the... Like most other salespeople, they just wouldn't care.
They're like, what do we do now?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And I kind of... But it's... Yeah, it's in this case, there's a lot of direction that comes, and it's a lot of misdirection because, you know, oftentimes there's good meaning behind that direction, but I'm not going in that direction.
Right.
So
I become a bit of a child in that moment where the more you try and grab my horns and steer me in one direction, I'm going to resist and pull the other way. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. I'm with you on that one. So. Yeah. We're stubborn men that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. Well, I don't know. I guess y'all got nothing. Or Patrick's got nothing
on
this.
Patrick is the, and he proved this again yesterday.
I like him.
Yeah, Patrick is the quintessential facts man when it comes to these remotes. I'm the, yeah, come on down, guys. Yeah, you little clown here. Come on, get on. You know, I'm that guy. And I fit my role well.
Right.
I'm excitable. I make people feel like they may be excited to come, you know, to the grand opening of somebody's, you know, wears shop.
It's a good yin and yang, is what you were saying, because I'm a terrible hype man, because you guys have such a chemistry together that works so well at these live remotes, like the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. I kept saying filled with cash and prizes.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm getting my past participles wrong here.
Yeah.
But he broke out the last place opened in 2016. I mean, he was giving me facts, and I was like, bow, 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 you know, and then right after he is done, I was like, that's right, come on down. You know what I mean? It's the same. So you're right. Perfect yin and yang.
Yeah. Hey, the president of the bank that we were doing this at, he seemed quite impressed by the whole thing.
He did.
Yeah.
So,
he was.
But then they tried roping us in. That's something I've been noticing at some of these live remotes, is they're trying to rope us into, like, the organization of
exactly.
It. It's like, we're just kind of like, you know, we're like the bow that you put on the tractor over there. Yeah. We're just kind of a showpiece.
Do you want to bring the clown you hire for your kid's birthday party into your family
exactly.
And sit down at dinner with you?
We're good to organize ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
For this
barely.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're the bottom of the totem pole.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. We can't even see the top of it. Yeah. So if you have, you're asking us for ideas, I don't know. I mean, just you can pay us more.
Yeah. We're the little, you know, the little things that you blow when the rolls out.
Whee! Yeah. Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
The little noisemaker.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yeah, and ours is faulty. It's the one that goes, it doesn't even sound fun. So every time there's kids around the treasure chest, I'll usually try and mess with them a little bit and be like, do you know, this chest is, so we do this thing, we got a treasure chest, we put cash and whatnot in it, and people try and open it with keys. And I always tell them, this chest is 1,000 years old, you know, like it was dug up from the pirate scallywag or something. And they're like, wow, really? And this and that. I did that the other night at the one that I went to, and the guy was like, no, it's not. It used to be different. Like, I remember that from, you know, a decade ago or something. It used to be
this
like
an
this.
Adult?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, yeah. Yep.
Ah, you got me.
Wow. Darn.
Wow, he just destroyed it for some little kid.
Exactly.
He's probably like, Santa's not real either.
Exactly.
In the same sentence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
I know it. Don't lie to my kids.
No, he's not.
Yeah. You're just part of the big conspiracy, man.
I know.
And I'm sure he's certain QAnon. Q is going to take you down.
Oh, that's right. Man.
For these lies about the treasure chest.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that's the other thing, too, man. Like, we're in a climate. It's an atmosphere in which I just can't interact with kids very well. Even leaning over and being like, you know, this chest is 1,000 years. I feel the burning intensity from the parents looking at me like, when's he going to touch it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Not. So I'm like to the point where I'm done with you kids.
Yeah.
I remember one time I had to go.
Snotty, ugly, ill-behaved children. Nobody wants to do anything with them.
No. I went to, this is a year ago now, but I went to go pick up an employee from her little apartment complex and bring her back to the station. I was sitting in the parking lot with the window down, smoking in my car, waiting for her to come out. And this kid just comes up. This kid, you know,
like
eight or nine. The kid gets up to my window and he's just like, "Who are you?" You know, like with a finger in his nose and whatnot. And I'm like, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to like rationally talk to this kid. I don't know what's wrong with me. Before I'm just like, "Where's your dad? Like, go get your dad right now. Like, get away." And eventually I just rolled the window up on him. Because I don't want this kid near my car. I don't want the dad to come out and be like, "Hey,
what are you doing to my kid?"
Yeah, exactly. Waiting here, your kid's assaulting me.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Assaulting my time.
Boogers all over my car.
Yeah, absolutely. I just rolled the window up on him. That's the thing about kids. You can do that kind
of
stuff with zero, you know.
Repercussions.
Zero repercussions. You can just roll the window. Not like the people you see on TikTok expressing their rights to police officers and rolling up the window on them. Like, I'm waiting for your supervisor. You don't even get to do the angry roll anymore. It's just one little
angry
click.
Flick.
Yeah, an angry flick. If you got the, you know, the auto roll
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
You know.
Otherwise, you're
exactly.
Well, you're watching, like, looking them in the eye.
As things get more technologically advanced, it's harder and harder to express your anger.
That's true.
You used to just be able to slam a phone receiver down on somebody, and now it's...
Now you'll break your screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Get mad at
just
phone.
One big button press. They're like, you know, if somebody rolls up and they're doing this, roll your window down, I'm going to yell at you, you know. It's not as good. It's not as good.
There's a weird atmosphere going on. And maybe it's just where we live or whatever, but... I don't know, people just too ready to air their opinions to more or less strangers. I was at a business here in town that I frequent, and finishing up the transactions very quick, and for whatever reason, it always takes so long. It's always like comically, every time I'm always in a hurry when I go to this place, and that's my own fault, but comically it just takes longer and longer. Like, people are dropping stuff and fumbling, spilling over displays, and they feel it's necessary to clean that up before they
right
finish the transaction.
Yeah.
Yes. My card won't go through the reader. I mean, it's just every time it's just something new. I don't know if they're just messing with me or whatever, but the other day I went into this place, and classic delay in transaction, and the owner, this is a guy who owns the business, thinks it's a perfect opportunity to talk to me about Biden's economic policy. Actually, it's just a standard modern economic policy,
Keynesian
economics, whatever.
Right.
To talk how we're turning into a communist, socialist, fascist nation.
Can you get all three of those in one?
Yeah. This guy, yeah, he did really, yeah, he somehow managed to just wrap it all up with a neat little bow.
Mm-hmm.
And how we need to get away from the income tax. And I was asked him at one point, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Are you like one of these gold standard people? And he's like, yeah, we need to back everything by gold. And I was like, do you know how much I got caught up in this, unfortunately.
No,
but I'm still waiting. The debit card machine's not working. So I was just like, man, I don't know. I think the modern economy, like the global economy, is like $500 trillion or something. There ain't that much gold on the planet. He's like, well, we can figure out something else to back it with. And I'm just like, here's my 20. Here's cash. All right.
Yeah.
Here's cash. I have got to get out of
no
here.
Change.
But again, this guy, he doesn't know me. We've never talked politics before.
Right.
But and certainly not economics. And it was just very annoying, and now I have to go somewhere else for this particular product.
He seems like he's very economically astute. I mean, whatever he does mm-hmm. for his financial gain is probably top notch.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Yeah, a lot of this comes from my buddy who was in the Navy for 4 years. Like, oh, great. So he
cleaned latrines.
Yeah,
I mean, swabbed his poop deck.
He served on like a oiler or something for a few years. You know that. You know, hooked up with some Filipino women.
Yeah.
If gold isn't the next standard, it could be oil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Back the oil wells.
Yeah, liquid gold. I've noticed that around here especially. I once sold something. No, actually, I didn't sell them. I had a guy come in to purchase some furniture, and of course he gave me the, well I got to, you know, consult or whatever and come back. And I'm like, all right, well, you have a good day. And then the dude just sits down in front of my, you know, area, and he just starts going on about COVID. Fake, you know, Chinese propaganda, this and that. And I was just like, by that point, I was just like, man, if you're not here to talk about furniture, I got nothing else to talk about. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Like, I had to kick the guy out of the store. Because, again, I'm just thinking the guy kind of just came in to find somebody like he can make sit down and talk to him, and everybody around here is so nice, you know, that most people probably will sit there and deal with him forever. But
I know
I
don't know.
I know it yeah, but luckily the training as a service advisor got me good on how to get people out of there. There was this one dude, it was this old veteran guy he was a frequent customer of mine, and he would come, he'd purchase the stuff, and as soon as I'd hand him the keys, he would sit down in the little lobby and talk to me about whatever. And then he would come, and there was like little chairs around our desks, you know, and he would just sit at that chair just talking, and I had to come up with some pretty clever ways on how to shake this guy. You know,
Building's on fire, bro. You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Without just saying, you got to leave.
Right.
What's some of the clever ways you come up with shaking people?
Well, first you try the angle of acting real busy.
Oh,
and then if they don't get that, that's when you just get really short with them.
Okay.
And they start talking about things. And you're like, I just don't know, man. A fake phone call.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of stuff is, you know, there's a lot of ways you can do it without, before getting to the point of just being like, so you're going to have to leave.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
You know,
we've had people sit in the studio here after interviews and just sit here.
Yeah.
And
it's like, dude, the weather bed's going.
I mean, we've put our headphones on and just started doing the weather. And they would just sit here and just kind of watch.
Yeah.
And then after we get done, they'll start talking to us again.
Mm-hmm. So as I was saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, got a show just, to do, bro. Yeah.
My advice is, if you're a white idiot, don't assume that every other white person is also an idiot, too. That's kind of what I wanted to tell this guy. Just because I'm white doesn't mean I'm necessarily a schmuck, bro. Okay?
Yeah, I want to hear all
so,
this. Yeah, exactly.
I know you and I happen to share the same skin color, but we do not share the same crazy conspiracy theories, wherever, whatever, yeah, right. Russia Today or wherever you're getting your news from, man.
Yeah.
I don't want no part of it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
save that for your QAnon chat boards, please.
I'll read it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go to the major thread that is... Is there any major, like we're talking real major conspiracy theories of the past that have been proven? Like, seriously proven? Like the you know, regular media said, wait a minute, we found this. That, so this has to be true about whatever they said. You know what I mean? Is there any of that, any old conspiracy stuff that has now been proven?
There's some that was like proven a little while ago. And there, I mean, probably one of the biggest ones was like the Tuskegee Project, where the government was forcefully sterilizing black men.
Yeah.
And then you also had soldiers who were secretly fed like LSD,
right,
and to see what would happen. I mean, the forced sterilization, obviously, that, I mean, that's just like as cruel and evil,
yeah,
as it gets, you know. And but all the other ones from that, I guess, kind of minor, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, so there's been so long brought into the limelight that people don't even think of them anymore. Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam War was a perfect example.
Gulf of Tonkin.
I know. I was waiting for you to do that, you know, that our reasons for getting into Vietnam were less sincere than what we said at the time.
Right.
You could say the Iraq invasion 2003, conspiracy theories, mm-hmm, there. You know, there was it's just lies, you yeah know, again.
I was going to say, I don't know what would be the conspiracy, though, I guess, for some of those major war companies to make more money, I guess.
Well, because oil.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't a conspiracy. Usually, we knew. Yeah. Everybody knew,
yeah,
that,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like, is it a conspiracy if people are being lied to and they know? They,
yeah,
know,
that's
right?
What I'm, I mean, saying. It's, yeah, it's right, not like it was widely understood, mm-hmm, to be something and then everybody figured out, whoa,
yeah,
it's actually this. And that guy who kept saying all the crazy stuff was actually
right about it,
you know?
It's like, not like up until 2003 exactly, we just... completely agreed and believed everything the government said.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So there was already some, you know, there's plenty of people watching, like, you know, White House press secretaries going, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Like Area 54? Is that it? Area 51. Let's use that as an example. Everybody knows that they have top secret government stuff there,
mm-hmm,
whether it has nukes or planes or bombs or whatever. They've
aliens
got stuff there.
Yeah.
But it ain't aliens, man.
You don't think it's aliens?
It ain't aliens, man.
You don't think it's aliens?
Unfortunately,
dude?
It's not.
It's pretty pedestrian stuff.
It really is.
And what about those group of neckbeards that were going to storm it?
Right.
And then they got,
you
know.
That one dude.
Yeah, that one guy.
One dude got shot. Yeah. It's like, we told you.
Yeah, they were going to storm it, but the government started putting things in whoppers.
Yeah.
And but, you know, to pacify them.
If it really has been 60 years of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
There, we would have like memoirs that were written in private by some of the scientists that were there that were to be published when they died.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Privately given out to, you know, bookmakers.
It would have about to die.
It doesn't. Yeah,
it
would have
like
came out.
Like that guy in the Patterson film who played the Bigfoot. He kept that thing secret until he was on his deathbed. And then he was like, I was the Bigfoot. Same
exactly
with the identity of the Deep Throat from the whole Nixon scandal. You know, he kept that secret until he's literally on his deathbed.
Well, he
and it always gets in the way. That information is always getting in the way when I'm searching for something else.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Well, and he could have very well been killed for the what he did if he hadn't let that. If he had, as soon as that all came out, if he had been identified as Deep Throat, he could have been killed.
Sure.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, government could have
prosecuted
him.
If anything, at the very least.
But he could have been killed. So. I could see where that would.
And you know, these conspiracy theories, they have a tendency to just kind of, you know, fritter into nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then Hollywood is so desperate for ideas now that they'll pick up this thing and perpetuate, make it into they'll resurrect it, make it a zombie. Benghazi, perfect example. Yeah. I mean, the stupid conspiracy theories that are around. When again, I forget what that general rule is, but do not blame malice or conspiracy to something that's probably just more easily explained by stupidity, which is, again, we didn't protect our embassy well enough.
Exactly.
Some folks got killed. It wasn't like Hillary Clinton purposely, you know, she like opened the doors to the embassy. So right.
Painted well, the actually, doors with thermite paint.
Yeah. Actually, she emailed the code to get in.
Yeah, that's right. That's what
that's
it was.
That's why she deleted the email.
Yeah. She CC'd like some Libyan terrorists, exactly. You know.
They all tied together, man. Hunter Biden was smoking crack at the embassy that day.
Another good one is the JFK assassination. Like in the 90s, we had gotten to the point where I was like, yeah, it's just Lee Harvey Oswald. He was just a ridiculous, crazy Russian sympathizer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that movie, JFK, came out. Was it Oliver Stone, I think?
Yep. I think so.
With Jeff Bridges
I
comes
out. I just can't
out.
Watch it.
Oh, man. So I mean, it's a well-produced movie. Yeah. It's a fun movie, but that's all it is fun, you know? Yeah. And all of a sudden, the JFK, even to this day, I mean, you talk to any flat earther, you talk to any conspiracy theorist, they're going to hold JFK back up.
Yeah.
And it's a forefront of their
perfect.
Mind.
It's so weird. The magic bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an ice bullet?
Maybe? Yeah. When I walked through Walmart's book, I like to walk through Walmart's book section sometimes.
You and two other people in
the
world.
Yeah, exactly. I like to see who's in there and what's on the shelves. And there was it was like 2019, a brand new book about the JFK. You didn't find nothing about it.
I've been to the Grassy Knoll. I've been to that area.
Yeah, there's like an attraction.
Yeah, there's an attraction there. I was like a teenager, I guess I was.
Yeah.
They let you point a rifle out of the fifth floor of the Texas Book Depository.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't get to do that.
Fake shell casings on the ground there. Funny. You can get to the Grassy Knoll and they give you a gun with a little cork at the end that goes.
fake brains.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Everywhere.
It's just strawberry jam.
Exactly.
Yeah. Remember, it's 1963. Okay, people were pretty simple minded.
Yeah.
And the video. The video was not very good back then.
No.
You know, it was very grainy, very framey.
That's disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah, and there's people like, how could Lee Harvey Oswald be such an expert marksman, fire that many rounds and hit on target like that? But go to YouTube, all right, man? It's filled with gunslingers.
Because he's a Marine?
Yeah.
Because he was a Marine, that's why.
I looked up one Russian military video on my phone, it's filled with just crazy gun stuff. You know, there's plenty of people who would put Lee Harvey Oswald to shame for his shooting
absolutely.
Ability.
Right, I mean, the Americans, what was it, Top Shot, that TV show, they did Top Shot. I just love the way they said it. Yeah. Next on Top Shot.
There we go. We just spent 5 minutes talking about the JFK assassination that nobody should care about anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And we didn't get any further on it. Yeah. There's a brick wall that you hit with all conspiracy theories at some point.
The facts.
We all love
conspiracy theories.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling facts.
Yeah, well, that's what most conspiracies are. A couple of true facts.
Yeah.
Were just coincidentally enough, or coincidence enough, that you could put them over here and make it a whole nother story.
Right.
So there are facts.
Yeah, you just go around them.
Yeah.
Or like explain them differently, and then you got a whole other thing.
Underneath them.
Yeah.
And stop sourcing your conspiracy theories with Nostradamus. Okay, it's everything. It's like, oh, he predicted World War II. He predicted the JFK assassination. He predicted the rise of Trump. Don't matter. That's all Nostradamus did his entire life was come up with conspiracy or would come up with predictions, quote unquote.
But were they predictions in the way of like, you know, how a psychic is like, I'm getting a John, my dad who died? Yeah, John.
He was like, I think there'll be a war.
Right. Is it like
four countries or more.
Yeah. The one that I've seen commonly referred to like, well, he predicted the rise of Hitler in World War II. Yeah. And it literally goes, it's like a man will rise up from obscurity and take over a nation he's not originally from and lead it to a great war throughout. Come on, man. It's happened a million times.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
Hitler was not the first.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Nostradamus. Don't use the Mayan calendar. All right. Yeah. That's two of my pieces of advice for being a reasonable, rational human being.
Mayan calendar ended like in 12, didn't it?
Yeah.
They just got lazy. They didn't count anything higher.
Everybody's like, well, obviously the world's going to end 2012 because the Mayan calendar. No, they just didn't get they didn't make another calendar.
They were
right?
like, bro, that's like 200 years from now. Mm-hmm. We're good. I promise you. We'll all be dead. We won't care.
Yeah. They're right in the middle of taking those like sexy pictures of all their like shamans and stuff, like when the Europeans came and ruined the whole calendar thing.
Ah, so. Darn it. They were in the
but
middle
it was
of it.
Pretty for decoration.
That's right. They were going to make another one. Trust me. Yeah. The one thing I've been reading, I don't know why we were just talking about Russia, but I saw the Burger King is holding out on their closure of their restaurants because McDonald's is
closed
their doors.
Big opportunity for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It says they refused to close their 800 restaurants in Russia. There's 800 Burger Kings in this county.
Wow.
Russia stinks, man. Dang. It's 800 only?
In the whole country?
In the biggest country in the world, wow. Just landmass size?
I'll be honest, I was a little disappointed to see McDonald's pull out. Because, I mean, McDonald's entered Russia at 1990?
Yeah.
Maybe 91?
McDimitri's?
Literally right after the fall of the Soviet Union. And it was there like... Man, we're here to help you be a more free, democratic, capitalist style country. They were there from the ground at the ground level.
Was that a couple years after Gorbachev was elected, or a couple years before?
That was right when he like the Soviet Union is dissolved and Yeltsin becomes president.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, okay,
this is
you.
Now there's no longer Soviet Union.
Gotcha.
You got the Russian Federation and then the whole Commonwealth of
no
Independent
USSR
States.
USSR anymore?
Yeah, you're right. They came in after the USSR fell or collapsed or whatever.
USSR.
Right. And Russia's always a little slow to things. The McNuggets just started using white meat. Just now. You remember, that was 20 years ago for us. So it's a big disappointment. Did you see the guy who chained himself to the Russian McDonald's front door? He's a massively fat man.
Massive Russian man. I only thought they made those guys in America, to be honest.
He's the most American Russian guy I've ever seen. He chained himself to the front of the Walmart or of the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he's got like five jackbooted Russian guards like all around. I was like, dude. Anywhere else, not in Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Never chain yourself to something. They'll just cut your arm off.
Yeah, exactly. Just bulldoze
Easy.
The thing over anyways.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
My 600-pound Russian life. You know?
Yeah.
But seriously, McDonald's, you do a lot more good operating inside of Russia than protesting outside of it.
That's right.
It's a fun gesture or whatever. It shows your sympathy for Ukrainians. But and you guys, have, like I said, McDonald's has been a key part of Russia moving away from its communist past with or without Putin. So, I mean, just stick with it, y'all. All right.
Yeah. It's weird to think, but McDonald's is a huge proponent in like extending and bringing democracy to a nation. You know, you get like, you know,
all the choices,
McDonald's in Iraq or
choices.
Something, McDonald's shawarma and stuff. It's like, you know, we're there. It's a symbol of democracy a little bit.
That democracy wins.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, we'll be there regardless. So,
but all these gestures, you know, you got they take the with the black belt away from Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
He already had it.
He's a douche.
The judo
for
black
sure.
Belt?
Judo? Not just karate,
Sambo.
I think.
Oh, okay. I think Sambo.
Sambo?
Too. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely just like, Putin, like, you know. He probably started
was it
with
an
a black
honorary
belt.
Black belt, or because they used to give a lot of judo honorary black belts, or was he an actual black belt?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's a badass.
Yeah,
he is a badass. I would not want to fight him.
He's
that's
a very
for
athletic
sure.
dude.
Yeah,
right sure. On,
right KGB.
On. Yeah,
okay.
He
oh,
definitely
okay.
has.
He was a desk jockey for the KGB.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
that's
different.
That's still.
That's like saying I was in the CIA. Yeah, but you cracked the codes on the computer, bro.
Right. And that's
you didn't go raid nothing.
And it's KGB. That's what they want you to think. He was just a desk jockey. He probably pulled out a few headlocks.
Couple suitcase guns.
Yeah, suitcase guns.
Yeah.
The shoe knife.
Yeah.
He was equipped with a shoe knife.
Yeah. +3 to his attack value.
Yeah, that's right.
But I know I was talking a little bit about it this morning, but y'all, Russians are so victim to the state-sponsored propaganda, and Russia tries to propagandize everything. Everything we hear from Russia is propaganda. But let's remember, a lot of those other countries around Russia, that's all they know is propaganda, too. And I was telling you all this morning that listening to NPR, they had a official, just some like low-level official from the Latvian Foreign Ministry going on there and saying that America just needs to get boots on the ground, full force, fighting Russians inside Ukraine. And the interviewer is like, well, you know, I mean, a lot of nations with nuclear weapons now. Russia got a whole lot of them. And the guy's like, ah, don't worry about it. He's not going to use them. It's not like Hollywood where he's just got a button on his desk. He might have a damn button on his desk. We have never overtly killed Russians. Not since 1919 when America sent U.S. soldiers to Russia to fight the communists at the tail end of that revolution, which was just weird. That was a weird time in history. But in any case, we've never like direct overtly killed Russians, you know. And
only in video games.
Yeah, right.
They're
the
only acceptable.
Yeah. You know, Somalians don't work anymore.
No,
so we're trying
no.
to work with them a little bit these days. But any case, this guy's just like, there's no risk of escalation or nothing. Just go in there, just do it, you know. And like, Latvia, what the hell are you talking about, man? Yeah. Like, hopefully no one in our military is taking you seriously and basing any of our strategic options on what you have to say. Sorry. Yeah. All right. You're the size of Vermont.
Is Latvia sending their troops in?
No.
they're four troops.
I don't think any of those countries even have a military, you know? And that's, you know, President Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, he gave this appeal to Congress the other day. It's very good, very emotional, very heartfelt. Most of it is absolutely 100% legitimate, reasonable. But he's calling for things like he wants America to establish a no-fly zone, which literally means want Americans to shoot down Russian planes over Ukraine. And it's like, dude, this is, I'm sorry, at the end of the day, this is your fight. We're going to send you humanitarian aid. We're going to send you weapons. You know, anything you need, we can send you. But we can't fight this war for you, man. Yeah. And, you know, asking just really this appeal, like, America, why aren't you doing more? It's like, Ukraine, come on, man. Like, this is...
That goes back to what we talked about last week about us policing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When do we step in?
Yeah.
When do we not?
When do we not? Yeah.
And like I said, I hate to reiterate it. I know we talked it thoroughly last week. But at the end of the day, this is Ukraine's fight.
Yeah.
You're either going to win it or lose it, you know?
Plenty of other countries around the world are sick of America's involvement in a lot of things, you know? So one person might want it, or one country might want it. The other person or country will be, you know, upset by it. And
yeah, how do they say it? One country's terrorist is another country's freedom fighter.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and
depends on who you ask on whether we're good or bad in that.
Right.
Situation.
Right.
We heard the congressman talk about this, you know, very emotional video. Some of his staff like teared up after watching it. This very highly produced. Remember, Zelensky is a comedian and actor by trade. Okay. Right. He knows the power of production and theater, you know, and he used it to full effect with this video. Not to say that the bones of it are genuine for sure, but it's definitely hyped up and it's very dramatic and all that. Let's just remind ourselves that places like Latvia and Ukraine don't give a damn about the United States. At the end of the day, they do not
Russia
give a damn.
Either.
No, they certainly don't.
You're right.
You know, is Ukraine the hill that we need, that America needs to die on? I do not think so. Now, we go over into Poland or something. I mean, that we start to see Russia attack NATO countries. That's a different story.
That we got to step in if they attack Poland. I do not want to lose the world supply of pierogies. Straight up, man.
Yeah. Ukrainian pierogies are just fine. Or excuse me, Russian pierogies will be
just fine.
Yeah, that's
true. All right. Yeah, they're sad, cold.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what's sold at a Russian McDonald's. Is there vodka? vodka, and then borscht. Like McBorscht.
You know, it's like I said, let's... Take what you hear. Don't take everything you hear from Ukraine, Latvia, and these countries at face value. Mm-hmm. All right, remember this is a lot of self interest. They do not have America's interests in mind. Pretty much what I heard from Zelensky the other day is like, if I'm going down, I'm going to take the rest of the world with me, kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And don't get me wrong, I support Ukraine resistance. The more Russian military losses we see in Ukraine, better for the United States.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason we helped the Afghanis during their war in the 80s. We didn't care about Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. We cared about killing Russians is all we cared about.
Right.
And we weren't going to go over there and, like I said, escalate this thing to World War III. Which is exactly what he's asking us to do.
Right. So at this moment, we're just looking at sending a ton of military aid.
Like $1 billion worth.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That sounds like a lot than...
I don't know.
I heard that on ABC News,
stuff,
and I was like,
you know, help for the refugees, all that.
That's
absolutely
all included.
I think that's separate. I think the billion that the Biden administration announced the other day is just straight up military equipment.
See, that's where it just seems a little. I mean, again, I don't. Not one way or the other. I'm not knowledgeable enough to know what we should send.
Right.
But definitely to prioritize aid and food seems like a good thing over, you know. Because, I'm sure, you know, Russian already imagines America's going to be sending all types of military aid, but I don't know. The less we can get involved, I feel, I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm even talking about when it comes to this.
Well, the problem is we got politicians.
I just like to keep it that way.
The politicians on both sides are using this as such a red herring, and they keep talking about it and keep bringing it up in the media and stuff that they've, like, hyped it up for, and now Americans are expecting us to do something. You know, we've kind of got us in this situation. We kind of gave ourselves enough slack in this rope to hang ourselves.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though, but it seems like this is one of the first things that Democrats and Republicans are kind of on the same side again for the first time in
a long
time.
It's good for both of them. Yeah.
They both are like, you know,
heard that.
And it seems like both are saying, let's go as far as putting troops over there.
Right.
Right? Is that what I'm picking up?
No, no one's, at least no reputable politician is claiming for boots on the ground.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
So far, both sides are saying, let's do everything we can except for putting boots on the ground.
I haven't heard anybody say anything about actually wanting to do that.
So
except
that's
for some Latvian asshole.
Yeah. So it seems like our government is on the same page as the majority of the American people.
Right.
I've seen a couple outliers say, we should go over there and help.
From Facebook.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And Twitter. Yeah. And Twitter. Yeah. There's two people on Twitter.
We want to look into the abyss. We just want to fall in.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It is weird to hear, like, we were talking to the congressman, and he's like an evil, baby-eating, war criminal Putin.
That's what he said. War criminal Putin.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's true, but it just seems, you know, it's weird to hear such strong words over our radio stations.
It is pretty funny.
And, I mean, Putin's dime a dozen, to be honest, across the planet. Now, of course, he's got Russia. You know, that's different than, like, being president of Uganda or something, you know. So.
But this has, I mean, with the exception of nukes, obviously, which, you know, the idea is we could possibly, we probably can't know where all of their nukes are, but with our forces in the proper places in the ocean, we probably won't see any nukes come across our way. So, with the worst case scenario, nukes out of the way, looks like Russia can't do jack to us when it comes right down to it.
I suppose it's just that threat. You know, that's that.
Of the nukes.
Isn't that like what nukes are for?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know, it's like
deterrence.
It's like a fog, you know, that.
I agree. And that's why China is like, go ahead, do what you're doing, Russia.
Right.
Because China definitely can get hit by nukes that Russia has. So.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Like, there are some people who certainly argue that America's got nuclear primacy, that if we wanted to start a preemptive nuclear war, we could win it and not and have very little damage done to us. I see a lot of skepticism. Russia's got thousands of nukes, and if it came down to it, they just launch all of them. Is our missile defense system good enough to take them all out? I doubt it.
And I don't want to find out.
Don't want to find out.
That's the main part. Maybe. I don't know, but I don't want to find out.
And you're talking a domino effect. You know, the thing is, there's 9 nations now that are bristling with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And
if Russia knocks all theirs up, we're going to see some more coming their way, too. So
let's join the rodeo.
Yeah, exactly. How many nukes can the world handle before it's like, you know, lava over every, you know, or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking. The world will be fine. You know, we might die. Yeah. We all might die, but the world will keep going.
Oh, yeah. The world as a whole, it's not going anywhere. Yeah. I just mean the habitable part of
it. Yes, of course. Like, even if we were able to expend everything we had and not get anything back, the fallout. You know,
right?
Even just politically, even
if to live underground,
even if that stuff doesn't waft over or anything, you know, man, what a world that would be. So nobody wants that. I don't think Russia wants that. Not even crazy war criminal baby eating Putin wants that.
Yeah, and even I know you expressed maybe a little concern over the political impact of sending all these weapons to Ukraine. That's just part of the game.
Yeah.
Russians sent weapons to Iraqi insurgents in our war over there. They sent them to the Taliban as we're fighting them, to the Assad government in Syria when we sent troops into Syria. You know, this is just a game nations play, and it's
crazy.
It's all fun until somebody shoots the other person in the eye. You know?
Oh, man. Well, enough about all that. We covered a bunch of it last time.
Just let's get rid of the emotion. Let's just be rational about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're not generals, because they're so emotional about it.
Right.
The people on Facebook.
Yeah.
If they weren't, if they could actually be rational, they'd probably be a higher ranking person than they are.
My Facebook right now is a very interesting place.
Yeah.
Because I've got a lot of people from around here, so I get a lot of that conservative stuff. And I still have plenty of residual friends from, you know, hippie Flagstaff. So I've got a few like liberal connections. Like one I saw yesterday was, I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and a long thing on like some trying to cancel St. Patrick's Day for some, it's misogynistic or
that's
something.
That's totally a leftist liberal thing, right?
Absolutely. Like it was like, but it was something like, I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I still want to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Or something
course,
like that. I don't
Green
remember.
Beer, even.
Yeah, and this particular person, I'm calling her my liberal connection. She's the one that posted forever podcasts ago, where, what even is Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
You know? and like all kinds of stuff. I just I sometimes just want to scroll her Facebook a little bit.
Pro snake or something? Is that the
thing? Think
pro
so. Snake? I think so. Yeah. Pro snake.
Those snakes had a right to live in Ireland.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. PETA. She's part of that.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's weird. Do you guys have any liberal connections on there where you get to see that wild stuff as well?
Oh, yeah. I've got a bunch of the, I guess, the LGBTQ plus community on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't know, you know, it's just a lot of people that pops up in my timeline quite a bit.
Right.
I do not scroll social media whatsoever.
Not at all?
I know they're there. I know the opinions. I see past them sometimes, you know. But they're there. I just don't. It'd be best just not to look at them.
Let me quantify that the scrolling I do is what posts are before and after the posts I just made. So I'll post it. I'll see it. I'll
see where you fall.
See where I fall, and then I'm good.
Right.
So
right.
There's no unless we go for. And if I'm looking for prep in the morning, I'll look through some stuff. But yeah, there's no. As you guys most eloquently put it, doom scrolling when it comes. I just can't doom scroll.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a friend. I think you're friends with him on Facebook too, Kenny. He's like economically, socially, I guess a libertarian. I think I hate to project on him. I believe he would describe himself in that manner. I do like the way he trolls his friend group sometimes, because he has a lot of Austin friends and a lot of like local friends, you know, so you're getting all sides of the and everything in between on the political spectrum, and he'll just throw I know he's just having fun, just like a trolly statement out there, and then just sit back and watch the libs and the cons battle it out on the comment section of his post, and it's just usually at the end he'll be like, gotcha suckers, or something like that, you know. It's just all these inflamed passions.
They're falsely inflamed too.
They're falsely inflamed. I guess thank goodness for Facebook that people can get over it on Facebook as opposed to actually doing something in real life.
Maybe that's a good way to look at it.
That's what. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say maybe that's a good way to look at it, or maybe they're just still wussies and would never do it in real life too.
And maybe that's the good and bad, because you have the slacktivism. You have the people who think putting the Ukrainian flag as a shadow over your Facebook profile or whatever, you're supporting Ukraine that way.
Yeah.
And also if you complain about Joe Biden on Facebook, maybe that removes your temptation to go assassinate him or something. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's extreme there, obviously, but
it's like
I think
a murder
it works
doll,
both ways. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like absolutely.
You can murder a doll a bunch and then you
like
walk
a stress
around.
Ball or something. Yeah,
yeah, it's stress ball. Yeah. Well, this person, I've been wanting to pull the Facebook up for a while. She also posts a lot of poems that she writes. Oh. Could I read one for you guys?
Yeah,
would you guys mind?
So. Might as well.
Sitting alone in loneliness. Overwhelm and grief consistent, grasping the reality of the real, hoping for the dreams of the unattainable, all with a racing heart and a faker than fake smile. Shut up. People are so into themselves.
That was a poem?
Yeah. I guess that was a poem, yeah.
Maybe a Starbucks barista works 4 hours
a
week.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And she will post all kinds of economic or whatever, this and that, and y'all need to. But then this one, I need a vacation, but I'm too broke to do anything. And then another one, where was it at? Oh, yeah, I want to watch this HBO show, but I don't have HBO. That is the post.
Well, what's the economic advice she's giving?
I'm trying to doom scroll it.
She fishing for a sugar daddy.
That's
or something?
Exactly. Oh. So there's 9 comments, and each one of them is
some dude
giving her saying, "PM me, I'll give you mine."
That's hilarious.
Or just putting it on there. Just say, "Here's my password."
Yeah.
I love it. That is pretty funny.
Yeah,
and then, smart. I mean, it's like going to a bar on Facebook.
Yeah,
you know? She's getting her beers paid for.
Exactly. And that's what I don't know. It's just so worthless, I think.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah.
All I was going to say was there's nothing wrong with that, but don't act like the economic savior in one post and then tell me how broke you are in another.
Yeah.
It's just like saying my kids, I can't afford, schools shouldn't blah, 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 force them to have this. I can't afford all this stuff for my kids' school, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 weeks later, you know, we're going to Disney World.
Right.
Well, I mean, you could afford it.
I love my new iPhone.
You just wanted to complain about it. That's okay, too.
Yeah.
It's your place.
That's totally fine. That's
what
social media is for.
But don't act like in one post it's the world is against you.
Right.
And then you're making choices in another post that prove that you could have made that easy on yourself.
Yeah. That's the thing. What even is Kansas? Probably a place full of a lot of people that are working hard enough to have an HBO account. That's a good point. One thing there.
Yeah. Sound probably people a lot happier than you, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at.
Right. What do you do for a living that makes you so unhappy? That's what I want to know. Because a lot of times it's the 8 hours you spend in your quote-unquote job or work environment, whether it be the people you work with or the job you do that you hate, that makes the other – whatever, what is it, 12 hours that you, or however many hours there is in the day, makes that suck.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's everybody, and this that could be applied to everybody, obviously.
That's true. Yeah,
but I just see, I see one side that complains about it from their me, and then the other side is them. And that, you know, so complaining for, so it's, I don't know, it's a weird, that's what I'm saying. My Facebook has been an interesting place.
Yeah, I need not, I need not anybody complain for somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't, does that make sense? I don't need you complaining for a whole other people.
Sure.
That you are not.
Just post a picture of your dog or something, or your food even. Like the things that we used to complain about social media 5 years ago, oh, man.
You'll take it now.
So innocent. I'm
harking back.
Your peacock support animal.
2018, those good old days, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Such an innocent time.
Yeah.
But, you know, and to bring it back to the senseless economic conversation I had to have the other day, kind of to the point y'all were talking about there. Is that I just didn't have the heart to tell this guy, man, it's not revolutionary economic action we need to take here. People just need to spend their money a little better. Mm-hmm. Like that, this is one of those things that I feel like you can kind of lay at the feet of a lot of individual people. A lot of people are living self-defeating lifestyles, you know? And this lady who complains that, oh, the school supplies are so expensive and then takes her kids to Disney World. I mean, I'm sorry, maybe the school supply is a little more important than Disney World, you know? And maybe we need to not, you know, be a little less worried about a flat income tax and more like, come on, people, just put a little money in your savings account, cut
prepare
down on the streaming services. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, fewer streaming services. Maybe you, if you're struggling to put food on your table, maybe you don't need Xbox Live, you know, that month. I mean, some decision making
that
has to be done on an individual level.
I got $200 of streaming services coming out of my account. I don't even know what days.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, I needed to pay for an app that'll regulate all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
$14.99 a month to cut down on $4.99 a month worth of streaming services I don't use.
Absolutely. I'm on one social media I peruse a lot is Reddit, and I saw a post that was, this animal sanctuary rescued a bunch of corporate-style chickens, from say, a place like Tyson's or something. Rescued them, huh? Yeah, and has them in their sanctuary now. And it's the video, and they're all coming out.
Oh, I tried that.
It's a video of them all rushing out of the chicken coop doing the massive waddle. And people are like, oh, I'm so glad that they rescued them from. And then I found one guy who was like, you know, from experience, I'm a 4-H kid. These things should be butchered at 6 weeks. Keeping them past that is actually inhumane because their bones can't support their body weight and they're going to act. And the dude even said they'll start to split.
Yeah.
And this and that. And it was downvoted to oblivion. Like, the sanctuary knows that. They're just trying to make the best life and blah, blah, blah.
The best way to rescue them is on your dinner plate.
Exactly. That's right. That's exactly right.
I had a friend who, there was a chicken truck that turned over between DeQueen and Broken Bow. And he was a fireman, and he had, you know, to clean these up, basically.
Yeah.
And there was about 6 or 7 left that they didn't catch. Well, they ended up catching them, and they gave them to him and took them home after all the chicken people left.
They were
the last ones cleaning up debris and stuff from the wreck.
Hey, a couple chickens.
Yeah, a couple chickens. It's like, take home whatever you catch from here on out. He said he took them home and set them in his backyard next to the other chickens, right? There's feed on the ground or whatever. He said at night, the chickens that live there, they go up in the coop. Why? Because there's a raccoon and possum and something's going to kill them. He said the other chickens literally just stood there. Once the other chickens went to the coop, there were the 3 or 4 other ones that were just standing there. Had no clue what to do. just looking around, right. He said there was one left by the next morning.
Oh, gosh.
Because the other ones had been ate.
Yeah.
Mm. And he said that one was gone the next day.
Oh, man.
They just don't have any knowledge of anything.
Now they're broiler chickens.
Exactly.
They're meat chickens.
Yeah. They're not making eggs for you that are edible.
That's right.
I mean, they've been bred like that. Just like cows over 1,000 years have been bred to be as dumb as they are.
Exactly.
And tame, you know, because a cow's a dangerous animal if it's aggressive. Yeah. So we tamed that. I was afraid that other night.
Last week I had to go out to one of the tower sites, which is in the middle of this farmer's pasture.
Right.
And I'm sitting there in the tower site tinkering, and the door's wide open. I turn around. There's like three bulls just staring at me. And I was like, oh, damn. I like shut the door all quick, and that made them all, you know, yeah. And then eventually I poked my head out. There was 9 of them.
Wow.
Like right outside the tower
site
door.
Frustrated bulls, man.
Yeah, dude. I was like a little afraid until I realized they're probably just waiting for me to like, they're
feed
like, feed, 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 feed.
Yeah,
feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I just walked right past them like, oh, I'm my way.
Timidness has been long been bred into them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, just a little part of me was like,
looking at you,
dude. Yeah, I'll just get trampled, gored. You know.
You know. I know we're kind of all over the place now, but like, you know, these folks are this sanctuary for chickens or whatever. It's like, look, I know the poultry processing industry. It catches a lot of bad publicity at times.
Yep.
A lot of people who see these behind the exposés or whatever.
That's horrible.
It might be shocking to some folks, absolutely. But look. The country, 330 million people. There's 8 billion people on the planet, 7 billion, getting towards 8.
Yeah.
Man, if somebody else wants to figure out how to feed that many people protein.
And your snotty kids wants their chicken nuggets when they go to Mickey
D's.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's
you're right.
100%. I mean, that's why we just, instead of doing any type of actual regulations, we just banned the filming of inside those those places. Because people are like, literally, even probably like the most liberal people are like, well, we don't really have another choice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We need chicken.
I can't eat beef. Red meat's bad for me.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
Poultry. Yeah. And then what, we got to just fish the oceans to extinction, you know? And it's a similar thing. One thing I have seen on social media from my liberal friends is they're just like, can you believe Russia dropped a bomb on Ukraine? Dude, it's war, all right?
I was going to say,
war
what
is
else
real
are they
shit.
Do?
Dude.
It's real, okay? What do you expect?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys listened back to the last episode, but I listened to it in full twice now. And the part where you said, you were like, this ain't a f-ing game? Like, you can't tell me how to do war. Like, this is war. They have rules and, like, this and that. Like, I don't remember exactly how you said it, but I was like, yeah, damn right, you know?
It's war. Like,
it's war. How you gonna, yeah.
Sorry. It's real, you know, and I know we have been, our society is shifting ever and ever away from reality onto this, to the metaverse or whatever. Yeah. I mean, more and more of our lives are on social media. Yeah, we've absolutely, we've lost touch with reality, and war is as real as it gets.
Yeah, you can't hit the skip to next scene
part, and
then to say no Russian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to play this part, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Let me pull this up because we're running out of time here.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
This question that I've been sitting on.
We got work to do.
Yeah, this question I've been sitting on for a little bit, sponsored by Laura Lindley, attorney at law, the question portion here. A couple of months ago, my wife made a lasagna using a new recipe she found. I did not like it for many reasons. I won't go into detail bashing it, but it's not traditional like I'm used to from home. This person is Italian. I felt bad telling her I didn't like it, and I told her I loved it. She was so pleased. Now she has incorporated it into the rotation every week for dinner. It's not so much the food that's bothering me as the fact that I'm having to lie to her every week now. Makes me feel sad and guilty whenever she seems so happy she's making me happy. I don't know how to tell her the truth without hurting her feelings. I've never wanted to come off as a stereotypical, lying husband. I know this post is stupid, but I feel like I've gotten myself into a bind.
I love this guy.
This guy's
great. I
nominate
him for best husband of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here's the thing. First of all, any question that's ever been written into this podcast can be, the answer is talk to your wife or talk to your husband or just be honest.
That's true. But with that said.
Yeah. I can understand the pain. My first advice is going to be say talk, because Patrick, you brought up a real good, do you mind if I just go in with it? He said, this'll earn you even more points if you tell her, listen, honey, for the past 3 months, I've been trying to, but I don't like it, you know, and be honest with her. And eventually this will become something that's funny. And like, listen, you're golden aces right now.
Yeah.
Because you would do that, you know, for 3 months. And maybe at first it might be a little awkwardness or something. But in a year, you guys will laugh it off about the whole lasagna incident of 2022.
Absolutely. And yeah, this gentleman is worried about he's lying to his wife. That's kind of what he feels the worst about. Not so much the taste of lasagna, but man, that's just that you are a man of character.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
Agreed.
You know, sometimes you got to take one for the team, and I think you've done it long enough at this point. Yeah, you can talk to your wife and be like, you know what? I mean, y'all be laughing right after the conversation's over. She's gonna love it. I mean, if she doesn't find it endearing, buddy, you need to leave. I'll marry you. Okay,
yeah.
I'll make you a lasagna that you'll like. Okay.
When I first thought about this, I was on y'all's side.
Uh oh.
But I think I'm gonna have to go. Completely, fella, you made the first mistake of lying to your wife. Now you're gonna have to carry that line to your deathbed. Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
If you don't, then you will have, no matter what you lied for, you are now the lying husband.
Yes.
For at least 6 months.
Oh,
okay.
Oh yeah.
But she's like, so every time you told me you love me, you were lying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, but I've got a way out. I got a way out for you.
Uh-oh.
It only involves one more lie.
The last lie
you'll
ever have to tell.
The last lie you ever have to tell your wife. Because at that point, then you take Tyler's advice and just tell her the truth and talk
clean.
To her. Exactly. But here's what you
do. Dig a deeper hole.
Yes, exactly. Here's what you do. And if you pull it off, you'll never have to eat that stuff again. You fake a bad experience. I.e., you got food poisoning from it one time. The next day, A, she's going to wait on you because she poisoned you.
Yeah.
But B, you had a bad experience with it. I loved it so much, but now I just can't look at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you'll never have to eat it again.
Okay.
I've been married a long time ago. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But let me just clean it up a little bit
perfect.
More, okay? Maybe you went to lunch one day at a restaurant. You're like, you know, I hear the lasagna is good. I wanted to see how it compared to your lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
I ate it, and I got so sick. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I can ever eat lasagna again. And
that way,
you don't blame it on her.
Exactly.
You blame it on the restaurant, you know.
I'll incorporate it. We'll just make it a spaghetti now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, what she does. Does he eat any
detail?
Like,
no
you read
details.
The whole thing.
I wanted to know how long they've been together, too, because that does play in effect.
Yeah.
Into factor.
They're married, so it's long enough, I figure.
Long
I was
enough
thinking
to where...
2 years or less marriage, it's a different response than 12 years or more.
Definitely. 12 years or more, do you continue the lie?
12 years or more, you could say, babe, that sucks. Don't ever.
The first time.
Yeah.
Right?
Or any even if you lie to her. You say... You know, I did tell you that I liked it, but I was just trying to keep you from hurting your feelings. I really don't like it. I don't care about your feelings right now.
Right.
Because I have to eat that crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, my dad would have just taken one bite of the original first one and said, this is terrible.
Yeah, pushed it. Go ahead and just put it in the trash.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then would have cooked himself a steak. Afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
So they're somewhere in the middle.
You know, that's with your mom or his current wife?
Current wife.
Oh, okay, see.
Not sure he would have done
that's
it
why.
He's a fella that he likes to express the thoughts and opinions that instantly come to his head. So,
and that's why when she calls him, when he's been gone for a long time, she just wants to talk to the dog.
Yeah. That's very true.
I remember
huge,
that.
Yeah, big insights from Jay Lindley on that one. Well, I think you're kind of on your own. Take whichever one. Keep lying. Come
right.
clean. Either way. You got some shit to eat.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to know just what she does. I mean, she's like putting pineapple in it or something.
Yeah, probably
you know?
Something yeah. weird yeah. about it. Yeah. yeah. Maybe trying the homemade sauce. Just get the ragu.
Yeah.
Shut up
yeah,
and just
yeah.
crack the jar. All right. Okay.
That goes back to our story, our conversation about the fact that sometimes from the jar is better than homemade.
All right.
Right.
And what
agree.
If it's a situation she doesn't like it either,
yeah.
but she just really, really thinks that you do.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
she's struggling
oh.
through it herself.
Now you're saving her from having to ever make
yeah.
it again.
Yeah. Y'all are both just making yourselves miserable for no out of
totally.
Out of the kindness of your hearts.
Totally.
Because
yeah. oh
y'all
gosh.
Are both good people.
Oh, man.
Y'all should last forever.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. yeah. Sorry. Overall, of all the questions, yeah. this is the best relationship
yes,
so far.
Relationship.
Most wholesome
yeah,
relationship. I'm glad we've been sitting on that one for yeah. a little while. So that was brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Great episode. We got work to do. So we're going to skip on out of here. Big thanks to everybody. Hochatown
yes.
Distilling Company, the Speakeasy, everything. Mountain Fork Brewery, Tiki Boats getting launched back up. Check out their Facebook page. We'll continue on. You know, we'll see how it goes. So,
like
look at big moves like a Sasquatch this spring and summer coming up. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Bye.